This podcast is sponsored by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington.
Flamin' Joe's!
Great place.
Yeah, Justin works there, Chris works there, but Chris isn't here. We can say terrible things about Chris.
But no, because Flamin' Joe's is awesome. And
Yeah.
Sorry, Drill.
Hey, keep on focusing.
Yeah.
Come on, Director.
So Crunchy worked there for a minute.
All right, Crunchy. Don't,
Crunchy
don't
can speak bad about him if he wants to.
I worked there for a minute.
Yeah.
Justin and Chris still work there. They've got 26 flavors of wings.
Yum.
And 20 beers on tap.
26 glorp beers on tap and 28 flavors.
Thanks for correcting me, Justin. Yes. Is that just out in the valley or just on the north side?
Just on the north side. In the valley.
Same amount of wings. Different beer taps. Yeah.
They only have like 12. We're kind of.
Get yourself some Irish.
Are you talking shit about fucking
the valley? Yeah.
The North Store is the superior store. That's where I work, and that's where this motherfucker works.
Didn't you start in the valley though?
Yeah, because the North Store wasn't a thing yet. Chris and I were training so that we could open the North Store and make it fucking great. And look at it now.
It's because I work there, but yes.
Explosions!
Yeah, explosions. Yeah. North Store is at 715 North Division in Spokane, and the Valley Store is at 11618 East Sprague.
Boom.
Bet Justin couldn't pull that shit off.
That's awesome.
Look at me, man. I'm the fucking shit. Because
I work in the Valley.
You just got paid for working out in the Valley.
That was one day.
In a roll of cash.
That was one day, I don't care. Whatever.
One day.
And we also did the guar before. Then we went to Flamin' Joe's, and we got ready for Guar.
And you had a nice big quart, manly sized beer.
It was so great. Well, ice cold mugs, perfect. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of TVs to watch sports on.
Totally.
Trivia.
Yeah, you can do trivia anytime. You know, you can do it live if you want to do it Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
Is that when it starts, 8?
Yeah,
8 p.m. That's awesome.
I thought it was earlier, like 6.
No,
8 o'clock, bitch.
I don't think they would really appreciate it. Our advertisement is 8.
They already paid, so yeah.
Alright, we're good. Alright.
We're going to cash the check, man. Crunchy. No one did the show.
Crunchy. Flamin' Joe's. Yum, yum.
I can't do that fucking voice anymore.
Gonna do podcast intro podcast. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's right, we said fuck the NRA.
Yeah, we did. We were like fuck the NRA, and what'd they do? Nothing. That's what.
Also, if we don't show up next week.
Oh yeah, for real. They use their bullets, because you know, nothing says manly like having a gun and shooting somebody from a distance.
I'm too cheap for a gun.
Yeah. I'm too
expensive.
Practical. I would rather if I'm gonna have to fight somebody, I'm gonna use something stabby.
I also have like a bunch of 3-year-olds in my house.
Right, yeah, like kids, guns. Yeah.
Maybe one time that's ever gone well. Yeah. I know Agus probably isn't gonna fucking reach into my closet and find it.
Still.
But Jack might.
I don't know. Once a year, once a month you see some dumb bumfuck kid. He's like, so-and-so, you know, shot parent or babysitter playing with a gun, thought it was a laser pistol, and you're like, your kid's a goddamn idiot.
Wait,
like,
yeah.
Shit like that. So.
Yeah. So we get on our liberal fucking high.
Oh, yeah, we totally will be pissing some of you off. It's all right, though. None of y'all say anything to us on the
and
fucking
And Justin doesn't
anyway.
Care, because
yeah,
he's not
Justin
here.
Justin doesn't care, he wasn't here.
I thought we weren't going to bring it up.
We're not bringing it up. Passive-aggressive, it's totally different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Something Robert's our honorary Jew.
Yep, that happens. That's a whole moment of time.
Yeah, I don't even think we talked about it on the podcast. It was just in between.
Yeah, so there's a whole segment none of y'all got to hear, but it was pretty damn funny.
Because Jacob was like, oh, I'm a Gentile.
Yeah, but there was a whole thing, and you know.
Jesus.
And he wanted his bread, but he also wanted his wine, and the whole thing.
Didn't want a bread.
Hey, I was raised Catholic. I got wine.
I want to eat that. I ain't no fucking zombie cannibal.
Give me that Jesus.
Especially those crackers were probably really gross and bland.
This guy must have been wasted all the time.
Right? With blood like that, shit, no wonder he thought he could do magic. I'm the son of God. You know what I mean? Give me a minute. Fish. That's what it was. He ate all the fish. I don't even know. Everybody gets fish.
Eat my fish.
Ate that.
And I'm like,
Jesus, just go home. You go home, Steve. You stupid. I'm going to go tell Judas on you, piece of shit. And then where's Judas? I don't know, man. And he goes and tells the cops, and they're like, yeah, Jesus is drinking again.
Fucking all tired
right,
of that guy.
We need to end it. He's causing too much of a ruckus. Fucking let's just do a thing. We'll do the whole thing. All right, let's do the whole thing.
Y'all get us to make a movie about it.
Yeah, and then they're like, fuck, man, he wasn't a bad guy. Well, let's just write about him really well. Like, no harm will
he
come
from
this.
He came back from
the dead guy. Right? And like, he came back. Really, what happened was he just blacked out. He wasn't even on the cross. He was just hanging out at the gallows, passed the fuck out, and they were like, where did Jesus go? And he just got drunk strong and broke it off.
And he's like, drunk strong!
I'm Jesus!
And then he drove a nail in his off hand into the and desert.
Weird. Yeah, and he wandered off into the desert and he just threw up and died. Jacob, fixated on his own vomit.
This is what happens when you hang out with a bunch of atheists. Yeah. Who blaspheme the shit out of Jesus.
And to be fair,
you guys don't know that I'm atheist?
That's, we're all, yeah. Right?
Okay.
I think. I'm not atheist. Yeah. I'm just, not.
He just, he rolls with it.
He's our honorary Jew.
Yeah, he's honorary Jew. God.
I thought you were still, like, in with the peeps.
Oh, God, no.
In with the faith.
No, he's hanging out with his cool kids watching new Jesus run around drunk going, woo!
I talk about this with fucking Christians, too.
fair enough, yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, I would so love to, like, read a comic or watch, like, a 22-minute terrible short, a 5-minute short of just drunk
Jesus.
Yeah. Drunk off the body of me, woo! And he pisses, and he's like, drink it, it's also wine. What if he had that one disease like that guy who eats anything?
He gets drunk? He eats carbs, and he gets drunk.
It ferments, and he gets drunk. Yeah. What if that was Jesus?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
This like dude a guy has a
disease. I'm a Jew. I don't hear this shit.
Jews run the media.
Yeah, you should hear this shit. Don't you ever see the craziness?
I deny everything.
Yeah.
No, it was like a guy in Japan. And he would eat rice and then he'd be fucking wasted as shit because
that's like the greatest power of all time.
No, because he can't eat it.
He can't eat carbs because he gets way drunk.
His body processes it and he's immediately hammered.
It ferments in his belly. Yeah, and some people have it.
So I'm saying, like, what if that was the thing of Jesus? So the whole body of Christ and the blood of Christ is really just eat the cracker, you get fucking faded. That's the whole idea. Seems legit.
Eat the cracker, you get fucking faded.
Yeah, you're just like, boom, and you're like, why in the fuck am I already drunk? Give me some bread. I just had a sip of wine. The more bread you eat, you're like, I'm going to go take a nap. And I'm like, hey, Judas, I'm going to crash on your couch again. I swear to fuck if you crash my house, Jesus. Swear to fuck. You're going to swear shit. I'm fucking son of God, bitch. Fuck your couch.
I'll tell my dad
on all over his couch. And he's like, I'm calling the goddamn cops.
And Jesus has a white couch.
And he's got a white couch, yeah. And he sits there and he just goes, and then when they ask him, and he's like, I didn't fucking do this shit, it was cash. And he's just like, man, I get drunk. What are you gonna do?
I had one sip of wine. One sip.
I ate a lot of bread. Jesus, you can't eat bread. You can't eat, shut the fuck up. That's what you eat. I'm fucking Jesus. This is my dinner.
You know, my dad is his friends.
It's just the staff trying to calm him down. It's everyone like this is really like, Jesus, just put the bottle down. You even know me. I'm son of God. Drink, stupid.
He's not the son of God. He just identifies as the son of God.
And they're like, call Jesus, back. We're not. You're not. Jesus, just, he doesn't even know you. And he goes, he knows me. I talked to him. That was a bush. It was on fire. You lit it on fire. You did it, dude. Shut up. And I didn't want to be part of this.
I hid in another bush, and I told Abraham to fucking kill his kid.
Yeah, I did it.
And then he gets emotional.
No, then he gets really emotional. He goes, kill his kid. And I was like, no, Abe, you and me, you my boy. And he didn't, and it was super cool of him. He's my bro, Abraham and I are guys. We're like this. Abe and I are like this.
Chris, are you drunk?
No.
Seriously, you scared the shit out of me, man.
But that's the best part, because I just see Jesus
out also, like, drunk all the time. Out of 32 podcasts.
32 podcasts.
Our first one without beer.
Yes, this is our sober cast.
And without
and someone. Still make a mockery.
No, Justin's been here.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Sorry, Justin.
Yeah.
Been not here.
Yes.
Or left early because he's trying to chase the tail.
So this isn't the first one. Yeah, right.
He's the captain of the friendship.
Toot, toot.
Soda
Soba! Soda Soba!
Yep. So with that,
the USS Soda Soba!
Game on.
What?
No.
Damn it! You can't do it that way and then do the thing that way without a real acknowledgement.
But see, okay, first of all, me and him got it. Why didn't you get it?
Because my brain was like, I want to see what in my head the USS Soda Soba would look like. Because I imagine it looking like a really old ship, but then kind of updated to like a modern upscale style, you know, at the same time, like looking like Soda Soba.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think it would just be really amazing, and I'd want to be a part of that. And then it would have like fine dining, you know, and it would have like a nice little sushi restaurant, which is kind of funny because you're on a ship, you know.
Sushi
and,
on a ship.
Right. And it would just seem really cool. So I apologize. Just the USS Soda Soba. Toot toot.
Game on.
Toot toot. just love it. And I can't wait. I'm going to have to listen. Ways of going, oh yeah, there's no Justin, so we don't gotta worry about that. Oh, I just, yeah. I want that so hard. I cannot wait for those.
It's already recorded.
Oh, good. Cool. That makes me very happy.
So we can start off as a good note saying, this is the podcast where we do not fight.
There'll be no fighting. The goal of this podcast is lack of conflict.
We will be Justin ourselves, so there will be actually technically four Justins, because we don't need a fifth Justin.
We don't, because obviously when you have the real Justin, that's just a little too much.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't think anybody going to disagree with this one. I don't think
gonna... We're off to a goddamn good start.
Right? We can agree. We've all agreed. We know if Justin was here, he would have been like...
Yeah, he'd say something stupid. You know,
he would have just gone down his old merry way of being fucking Justin.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, in a sense, I guess, makes him happy in that way, too.
Yeah, fucking might at least toward your face.
I didn't even know it wasn't even facing me. And then you always get mad. You're too loud because you're black and your voice carries, but you're not loud enough because you're not black enough.
You know, you just broke your fucking code.
No, I was doing Jarell in my head. Oh. I just did it out loud. I did the argument already.
Wait, that's you why did it in your head, but I did
one-man,
it out loud?
I did it as a one-man argument.
I never said you were too loud.
No, but you do it. Doesn't at all.
I think apology accepted. I think we're all fine now.
Yeah, so we're good. See how easy it is without Justin being here and yelling? It's so good. Don't break this. Don't break this. Don't be that son of a bitch. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Just because you have a beard doesn't mean you have to be Justin.
Yeah.
I have a better beard.
Fair enough.
Yeah, actually, well, I have to agree with that.
I don't think Justin is here to argue.
No,
Justin is not here to argue.
If I have a better beard, aye. The ayes have it.
I guess there are no nays, because Captain Naysay is not here. He's busy being,
On the friendship.
Now, do we know, like, is it Nicole, or is it, someone else? No,
he's on the friendship.
He's on the friendship.
Oh, okay.
He's on the friendship.
Fair enough.
Yep, right. He's just tooting along in his little friendship. Yeah. So, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's like a little tugboat, just putting around the bay, just...
Little Thomas the Train.
Yeah, but in the ocean.
On the Friendship Navy.
Yep, in the Friendship Navy. Yep. And it makes my inside so happy. I mean, if he were here, he could be like, rabble, 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 but I don't know.
Representing the country of Soros.
Super. Tau United, you fall.
The president, the mayor, and the sheriff.
So, check this out. We went to the park at the mall on Friday just to, like, wear the dudes out. And there was this kid, and Jack's like, I'm Spider-Man. Psh, psh,
psh. That's adorable.
All over for what? Yeah, it's fucking great. I love when he does that. And then he's like, I'm Spider-Man. Psh,
psh. That's awesome.
And this kid got up in his face. Spider-Man's evil. He's going to hell. And that's a lake of fire. Like, what the? Where did your shithouse parents go? Like,
that's terrible.
And then Jack's like, whatever, queer.
He goes, I'm glad when I don't poop myself.
And just kept going, I'm Spider-Man. And the kid got in his face. No, Spider-Man's evil.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, okay, so
man,
he brought up hell to my child already.
Which is already your thing.
Fuck that kid. He's like four, too. I'm like, what is wrong with your goddamn parents? But then this kid, like, kept, it's the big tree there and shit. Yeah. Like, pushed two-year-olds out of the tree, and he was just being a prick the whole time.
Well, yeah, because he goes to church, so he's a good boy.
Or he'd sit in the tree, and the kids are like, I want to go down the slide. You're three, I'm four, I'm older, I'm better. You're like, knock it off. And I got in his face, and I'm like, where is your mom to come yell at me? Because I'm going to tell her that.
Right? Because you're going to put the kid in his place hard and
I'm going to put your mom in her place hard. And they just like... Jebediah, or whatever his fucking name was.
Jebediah.
It was some biblical fucking name.
Oh, please have been Jebediah. I would have loved it to have been Jebediah.
It was probably like
any kid is named Jebediah, I'm basically the happiest person in the
world. Oh, man.
Just to scream, Jebediah! And you were like, oh, we know where this is going.
I was going to get in this kid's face right quick and in a hurry. I'm like, my kid wants to be Spider-Man. He's got poor choice in heroes, but he's three. He'll get there.
We all make progress.
Yeah.
Let him be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Fuck you, kid.
Fuck kids. Oh, so I kind of have had my debit card/ID stolen.
And they gave it back because of credit shit.
That's not really a good thing, in 2015, dude. No. You really gotta be worried about that.
So check this out. This is where it's weird. So
Justin did it.
I've been... So, I don't hear him arguing that he didn't.
Nope. So he must have done it.
Yep.
No, so we're...
Or China.
No, so... I've been trying to do better on my budget. Like, I know my budget. I got a nifty little program on my Mac.
It's an app for it, right?
That lets me, you know, do a better budget. So I hit buttons and I go boop, 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 beep, boop.
And being nice.
And being nice.
I was being nice to everyone.
And then on the graph, it shows how much money I have. And I'm like, look at this allotted amount. Where is this allotted amount? I'm supposed to have like $300+ a month. I don't know where it's going. And I factored in, like, even hitting fast food, like, every little bill that I can think of that I go throughout a month.
Yeah.
And I'm being generous because, you know, you overpay when you're doing your budget, so you have more money. I have none. And I haven't for the last few months. And I'm like, what in the science is going on?
I love it.
What in the science is going on? I get... Mm-hmm. Cool. I've been looking at my stuff. I canceled a bunch of the little things I wasn't using, like Netflix, DVD.
Yeah.
You still have DVD?
Well, yeah, because instead of buying movies, I was doing the Netflix DVD and just waiting until they came out on that, and then I'd get them and technically save money instead of blowing $20 a week. It's only like $10 a month, and I get 2-3 movies from it.
I just went to Black Friday at Walmart and picked up, like, a bunch of movies, 15 right? movies yeah. for $50.
Well, I'm just trying to, like, I'm just trying to do little bits and pieces, you know, little bits save a lot in the big picture, right? And one of the ones I had was ID theft protection on my bank account. And the fact that my bank account is, it says free checking account fee, $8. And that confuses me.
That's the contradiction of all contradictions.
Yeah, and I have a savings account. I've been giving you
shit about that for years,
well,
man.
They were like, well, it'll go away because you have a savings account now, because I had set up a savings account. And I was like, all right, awesome.
But you
had that
savings account then, too.
So, no, that's when they set up my savings account. So I set up my savings account, and I've had it for some years, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, why does it say, and it says, free checking account fee, $7.99, and I'm like, that does not work.
Because for there whatever a series stupid of words, reason, you go to Wells Fargo.
Because that was only because that was the bank that the SPAC had. And that, so I just went with it because it was right next to work. There's no other reason at the time for
different
it.
Bank. There was, yeah. Well, yeah. Wells Fargo blows.
Well, no, because I was going to switch to SJCU, and I was talking to Justin about it. I was like, you know, what are their rates? Like, what are things that he has that so I can go in and I go, I just want to set up a fucking account, right?
Free 53, that's all we pay.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and, like, our car loans cheaper?
Well, that's the thing. I wanted to, I'm like, okay, I'm going to switch. And I'm like, I have this ID theft protection thing on there for $12 a month. I could shut all these things down, and then on my next check, go in and set up something at SDCU.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, I'm working, I get an 800 number call, and I'm like, it's probably something stupid. So I leave it, and it goes to voicemail. And I'm like, well, it might be slightly important if it's an 800 number going to voicemail. And it's a robot, and he's like, there was questionable activity on your bank account. Call this number. And I'm like, I am calling you right the fuck back. Because I'm like, I just paid my bills, so I know I ain't got no money in there. Like, shit's paid, but what the hell? So
I ain't been to Louisiana anytime recently.
So so I called back, and it goes, it gives me a series of 10. It was like, these are 10 transactions that they flagged. So press 1 at the end of it, like, we'll give you 10 transactions. Press 1 if any one of these is a fraudulent charge that you did not do.
Yeah.
Press 2 if you're good. That's basically it. I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting there and I'm listening. Five of them were from Portland at a Burger King, some random diner, a couple of gas stations.
I don't go to Burger King.
See, this is where it's weird, right? But they were all used with a card, but I have my card
with you.
With me. All of it.
On person.
But they were like in-store transactions. It was like in-store transaction of. On all of these things. I'm like, how did they do it if they don't have my card? Now I'm just deeply confused. In Portland. Then it goes, the ones after that, there's like a gas station fee that I had here for a dollar. They do the dollar thing and then they do your charge. And I'm like, okay, that one was mine.
Gas station fee.
Some gas stations, like, if you use your debit card, they charge a dollar. To make sure your account has money in it, and then they do the
then
total
they do
amount.
The rest later.
Yeah,
you gotta be careful if your bank account's really low.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with it. Yeah, it's really how they can kind of not see you out of
my
money.
Bank account.
It's kind of dumb. And when I listen to it, I'm like, and it even explains, it goes, this charge is here for this reason, and it gives me this detailed yet easily understandable thing. I'm like, oh well, okay, I understand that now, but that's weird still.
I just and know about that.
Then the rest of them were in New fucking Jersey. Why what? The fuck would I be in New Jersey? I've done no wrong. The only reason why I would go is the secret stash. We all know this.
Yeah, Red Bank.
But let's be real. None of it's in Red Bank. It's in, like, bumfuck Jersey. And I'm like, no. And I hit one. I'm like, one. And it immediately, like in 2 seconds, sends me to a guy. And he's like, okay, so let's go over. And I'm like, if the charge does not say Spokane, Washington, those are all fraudulent charges. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, good, because this would have taken a long time. And I'm like, why would you say it like that?
Yeah.
And he's like, work, man. And so he's like, well, there are, and you hear him counting, 15 charges.
Whoa!
Because the computer took a sample of the, I'm like, what in the fuck? And he's like, this is over a period of like 2-3 months. And I'm like, that's what I've been fucking tripping on. Where the fuck's my money? It's all $1 charges, $5, $10, little bits and pieces. So it's not things that I'm really noticing, but it was because so many in two separate locations is when it finally flagged it. And he's like, so, and one of them was like, even for like ABC Mouse, for like the kids thing, I'm like, my boy is six. He hasn't had ABC Mouse in 2 years. I canceled that. And he goes, well, let me go back a year from that day to make sure that it wasn't a recurring fee.
I used your card for my ABC Mouse.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. So he scrolls back, checks it, and he goes, there wasn't a charge on that. He goes, and he took it to the day. And he's like, nope, and none in that month. That one's canceled too. So I'm going to be getting like 100 and something back.
ABC Mouse is like 100 bucks.
It's 30 bucks a year is what they're at. And
I think
but it was really weird.
Like $99 for 2 years or something.
Well, but it was really weird though because it fucking, I was like, I haven't had that in forever. Like I canceled that. And he's like, nope. And he goes, here's that. He goes, all of these are like $1, $2, $5, $10. Some are like seven. They're all at weird diners, like dive places. And he's like, and you've never given anyone your card. I'm like, my card has been with me since my last card expired in 2015. I've had my one card. I have not had a new card issued to me. I don't have it. Like, this is what I have. And he's like, that's really strange. Because these are all in-store transactions. And the one that they flagged on where they were like, that's kind of something, was like $30 at a diner in New Jersey. Like, that was the one where they were like, this motherfucker ain't in Jersey or in Portland.
I
want
to go to a diner in Jersey or the Jewish diner.
Oh, so he was like, so all your money is going to come back, and we're going to give you a new card with the whole security chippy thing in it and everything. And I'm like, awesome. That's super cool. That
now you have Christmas money.
Yeah, and I was like, that kind of worked out in a really weird way. Like, all of this money essentially has now been saved.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you people who stole my money, I guess. It was just really weird, but it totally was like oddly relieving because I'm like, I'm not insane. I knew I was losing money and I couldn't figure out where. I'm like, no, I'm not going nuts. I'm like out all part. This money.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it sucks, but at the same time, I'm just glad that it's all dealt with, but it didn't change the fact that every time there would be a $5 thing and I'm like, no, that money's there, or $10 for Netflix or whatever. Or I would do gas and the way it would charge, I'd be out, so I'd get, like, the overdraft fee or whatever. Like, I still had to deal with all that crap, but at the same time, like, I get that money back, so I'm like, that's cool, if only they give me the fucking overdraft fee money back, then I'd be like, Christmas is good, ain't no problem on Christmas. But yeah, so, that was awesome, that was my weekend.
When I was going to Libby all the time, I was like, it's weird that they never call us on a credit protection. Kathy's like, no, they call me every couple months.
Like, oh, for that?
Yeah, because I'd buy shit like a sandwich at the Subway or something. Yeah.
Well, and it just happened to Clint, too.
Yeah, but Clint doesn't close his windows on his truck.
Well, no, he did. He just was drunk and left his door unlocked.
Of course he did. Dude, well, I don't lock my door either.
The people spent $1,000 on shit at Walmart and $36.74 because he repeated it over and over again at Burger King. And I'm like, why would you go to Burger King, though? And they thought it was really funny when I got my call. And Clint had showed up, and the guy's talking, and it's like, and some of these are at Burger King, and I'm like, what the fuck is it with poor people in Burger King? Like, is Burger King sunk so low that
it's
like
the only people 10 nuggets?
Yeah, or like a dollar slushy and shit.
They got those surge ices.
Yeah, and I'm just like, is that what they're relegated to now? That people are so fucking, the only people who go there are people who steal your identity because they don't want to be seen going in there. Like, it's that bad to go to Burger King. And it was just fucking...
I read some article, I think in Wired a couple of years ago, where, like, these super hackers and stuff, they would sit in a parking lot of a shopping mall, like a busy shopping mall, and your card transactions would go over, like, Wi-Fi or the telephone.
Yeah.
But in the air. And their computer was set up, and they had the algorithms to just snatch all these cards, and they collected tons of cards, and then they lived a fat fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and they could keep the FBI off their case, and then, you know, one of these guys, another type of this guy got caught, and then he helped bring him down.
Well, yeah, it's like either you go away for a long time and fuck you in the ass prison, or you help us.
Or you go to fuck you in the ass prison for a little bit.
Yeah.
But
and then you say you work for us, and it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I don't know why I read these articles, because it takes like an hour and a half.
But, yeah.
And they were just having these weird sex parties in D.C. all the time, like right next to the fucking FBI.
That's good. Fuck you, FBI!
And living just the fattest lifestyle. And the way their algorithm was set up, they had all these cards. They would take little bits of money.
Yep.
And so it wouldn't pop up.
They'd Superman 3 it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Take a fraction of a dollar.
When
that's Superman 3, dude.
Or Office Space.
Or Office Space.
A fraction of a penny.
It doesn't even matter. It rounds up. It's not stealing. You're just putting that money in a bank account. That's different.
When I worked at Home Depot, this guy, right when I started, he took off and everybody couldn't figure out why. Well, because he worked returns as a cashier, and he found a flaw in their system where when he did a return, he could do it to their card and mirror the transaction onto a gift card, and it didn't flag the system.
Yeah.
So he pulled like $10,000 out of Home Depot on gift cards.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Like he would give them a gift card?
No, he'd give them their money back and then put it on a gift card. And it didn't flag the system.
Could he only use it at Home Depot?
Yeah, it's a Home Depot gift card.
But then he would sell the gift cards.
Oh, like fucking food stamps.
I mean, yeah. So
it's no paper trail.
Do $50 gift card, $25, regardless of all profits.
And then just one day, he's just like, I'm quitting. And he took off, like, moved on the other side of the state, and everybody's like, what the hell happened? And then Home Depot finally caught on, and caught the guy, and he's like in jail.
Damn.
Wow.
Fuck, mad props, though. Yeah. Like, it's fucked up, don't get me wrong, but fuck, like, that's one way to fucking pimp the system, I guess. Shit.
Some, like, looser shit, man.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't, personally, I wouldn't even think about, no, can I do this? Like, my brain just
You know what? The way it probably was is a customer was probably like, hey, can I get this on a gift card? Time. And he was like, yeah, I can put that on a gift card for you instead, so that way at a later time and it's all there. And he goes, boop, and it's like, it didn't.
Did both.
And then he went like this. They're like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, no, it's cool.
Just had a brain fart.
And you knew exactly how that played. He's like, boom. And that's it. That's the whole motion. Just, it's that one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, I know when the Valley Home Depot opened and they had their self-checkouts, people were getting, smart about the self-checkouts and stole so much shit through it.
Yeah.
Before Home Depot finally pulled a sting on them. Because they were doing it again.
Wow.
And the cops were there, and they're like, hey, I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah. you want to sit down?
You're in trouble. You're just, you know.
Like that one guy who got caught like three times by Chris Hansen, and you're like, how are you out?
Because I worked at the Valley Home Depot.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought you worked up north.
No, Valley. I remember one time this guy tried stealing a bunch of power tools.
I spent all this time thinking you worked up north.
How do you go about stealing a power tool, though? Like, not even like more simple. Than one, but multiple. It's not like it's fucking shirts that you can put on underneath
the
rip
the
tag.
They would do it all the time. Well, this guy had some drill or something, and it was right after we closed the garden gates.
Yeah.
So he was going out towards garden to try and snatch it out that way, and then he was like, oh shit, the gates are locked, so we threw it over the fence. And he threw
power tools over the fence?
So our lost assets guy was watching him on
that's gotta be the best.
He had to have died. He's sitting there going, no he's not. He's like, check it.
He calls the two managers on duty and says, okay, you guys need to go to the garden doors and lock them. So we locked him outside.
That's what I was saying. Just give him like 5 minutes. Let him do this first.
Until the police showed
up. I always love watching them. Like, the last one I saw was at Winco, where they just like show up behind a guy and like, you're going in this office.
Damn.
What happened to you? What's so valuable at fucking Winco?
Soil and grease people.
That you're stealing from here, man.
Yeah, and it's like, it's Winco. It's cheap as fuck anyway. Just buy the shit.
I've seen it at Walmart a couple times where like, five guys just come up behind a guy and they tap him on the shoulder and like, hey.
I have never seen anyone other than in the mall get pegged, and it was at the shop.
at the old shop. I saw someone get
when he was stealing. He was putting videos online. Yep. Like, I see you. This is happening. Yep. I've got a loyal fan base.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like,
and everybody watched out for that chick.
My big thing at the shop, like when Andy and I were living together, because Andy used
don't
to
steal from there.
Borrow from Hastings.
Oh, we've already talked about Andy borrowing from Hastings. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Well, he would sit there and he would take. They would put all their variant covers that are like $25 with the $4. They would keep them all up, so it'd be like in their sleeve with a sticker.
The bags out.
So he would just switch them out and get a $25 variant. Of a flash for $4 and go, oh, yeah. So that was Andy. And he showed me, goes, look what I got. And then he's like, I got this, you all got all these comics, told me what he did. And I snapped at him hard.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you went to the shop and you did this? You fucked over Craig?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Craig's fucking family,
he's like,
bitch.
He's like, no, he goes, I would never do that to Craig. He goes, I went to Hastings. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, don't.
I'm sorry.
Don't, like, I was like, yeah. Just don't do that to Craig. He goes, I would never do that to Craig. Why would I do that? He goes, besides, all the Craigs are up on the shelf because Craig is an idiot. Like, that's his thing. All his shit's up high. He goes, I can't reach that shit. And I'm like,
And Andy's fucking 8 feet tall.
Yeah. But he's like, I wouldn't do that to Craig. Craig's cool. And he's like, it's Hastings, you know? They got books and shit. They're good.
They got books and shit.
He justifies it. And I'm like, well, you know, as long as it ain't Craig, though, Andy. Fucking don't be doing that shit.
We are awful people.
We're not. You don't steal from Craig. That's two different things.
No, that's legit.
Like, see? Like, that's it. You know, like, Hastings, you know, like, don't, but don't fucking steal from Craig. Like, that's a rule. That's like the cardinal rule.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I don't really care about Merlin's. I never go there.
I've never been to Merlin's.
I've been there once.
I've been there once, too.
I also like getting laid, so I'm never going back to Merlin's. I'm afraid I would say I'd catch something, but that would imply the people there get action, so.
I went to the one out in Coeur d'Alene once.
There's one in Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah, it's out on the highway.
Is it just as seedy and just as creepy looking? Does it get any sunlight?
Like, they've got Warhammer tables all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't.
And, like, the there's the nerd part of me that's like, that's so cool, but I don't have the fucking dedication.
I'm
got
time. I got real world shit I'm dealing with.
I don't want to, like, I don't want to read those books. I don't.
Right? You don't have to be a part of that.
And then I don't want to be like grow more pimples and
more weight. You're like, there's no perk of this.
Have half my beard fall out,
right? But and weird patches
just
too.
Patches,
and your diet consists of basically Hot Pockets.
Yeah, which
man, I'm giving Hot
at
Pockets.
A certain point in my life, it kind of did.
Yeah,
like when we were really poor.
Yep. But you're like, but I'm an adult now, ish.
I'm an adult, and I can't play video games. I just work all the time.
See, I was able to get everything all rebalanced so I can spend time on games and do all my fun stuff now. It helps with Kayla in school because basically me time at the house when I'm not cleaning and shit that's my video game time.
Oh, Pants is in school and Jack's going to be soon. I was at work 3 hours before that.
Well, yeah, because your job, but like with my night shifts, I'm just like, hey, let's be fucking play a video game and read comics.
I would totally fucking do that.
It's so fucking wonderful. That's like, honestly, of all the things of my job that I would really consider a perk, is that some of my shifts start at the nighttime.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's it. Just to have the day while Kale's at school to myself.
Like, that's it. There are days I envy Kathy's schedule because she starts at noon and she can take the dudes to therapy and school.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes it fucking blows, but she can see that. Like, I went to the guild school 3 times the whole time they were there.
Yeah.
And I took Atticus to his first day of school this year.
Well, that's what sucked with last year, with the way my schedule was. I lived with him. Like, he's with me. And I saw him Wednesday for a couple of hours, Thursday evening, and Saturday after work. That was it. I think I saw him, like, a total of, like, 6 hours. Like, real spend time with him, not going to bed. And, like, real time spent was a total of six hours. It was really depressing.
With Christmas right now, is like, I'm working so late, and then I get the dudes, and I feed them, and they gotta go to bed.
Yep, yeah.
Because they're so shitty in the morning if they go back to sleep late.
Yep.
And they go to sleep late for normal kids. Like,
yeah. Kale's is like 8:30.
Dudes are 9:30 from 10. Like,
his used to be that, but like with school, 10. We did 8:30. This year's easier, though.
Atticus doesn't start till 8:30.
For school. Yeah, Kale's like 8:30, but I like having him down. Keep it that 8:30, because he sleeps like I do, and we get up at like 7:30, 7:45, because we're both we can push it. Like, we're that guy. Like, he'll come in my room, he'll be asleep, and he'll wake up, and the alarm will go, and he's like, can we just not? And I'm just like, oh, I wish, but I gotta open too. And we'll lay there just not wanting to get up, and we'll pull 5 minutes and go, okay, I'll get the cereal ready. You get dressed real quick. All right. So he's in there, and you just fucking get Pants are on. I'm like, cool, your cereal's ready. Okay.
I can't
sleep now.
Wait till the kids get themselves dressed.
It's so great. Morning. It's so great.
Like, I know Atticus might not, but I can't wait for that day. I wake up at like 6 and I'm so fucking tired. Like, I've already hit the snooze alarm 6 times.
Yep.
And
your eyes aren't open. You're like, I can't legally drive.
I just gotta make it to the shower.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I go in and I have to get out because it's get him dressed and off his pump and shit while he's still asleep. And he's like, fuck off, old man.
Yeah. Kale's the same way. Like, Kale and I have to get him up. It's so irritating because if I have to wake Kale up, he's like, just go away. And I'm like, why is it when I want to sleep in and do nothing, I have to get up and make you breakfast and get you ready? But when you want to sleep in, I have to go away. And he's like, come 6. And he just lays there. And I turn the light on and he goes, this morning he did it too. And I was like, we need to get ready to go. And he takes the blanket and he goes, it doesn't work anymore. And he puts it over his face. And he just lays there. I'm like, you son of a bitch. And he just calls me on it, just like, doesn't work anymore, man. And just totally roll the blanket over his head.
Pulled a Justin.
And he did. And I'm like, you fucking suck. I'm like, I'm going to eat all the fucking Cocoa Roos. And he's like, you can't. I'm like, yeah, I can. Put them in a big-ass bowl, and then I'm going to let it get soggy. And then I'm not even going to eat it because
call me
soggy.
Craig.
Yeah. and he hates soggy cereal. So I always make his bowl because he's like, and he'll get up and he'll like slur off his bed or my bed and be like, why do you got to make it? It's going to get soggy. And I couldn't get you up.
Get your ass out of here. Yeah. It's getting soggy. I'm watching it. It's sucking.
Yep. I was like, right now. And he's just like, I don't want it to happen. And that's why he hates Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles the same reason I do, because that shit gets soggy.
Oh, Fruity Pebbles are the tits.
If you eat them fresh, but if you don't, they get soggy and they're so gross.
That's why you need a fucking, like, cereal. Okay, you know the spray bottles? You put
milk with that
in there,
spray
and then drink, and then spray, and then...
Yep.
It's the best thing in the whole world. I don't know where I got it from, but
that's awesome.
I will never eat that cereal ever again with just pouring the milk in there.
All I do now is kale.
Like a lot of work.
But it
really does. See,
you love Fruity Pebbles, and it's the, it,
with
it
Jack,
makes it...
You'll love this stage.
Better.
Kale's at the stage that I can put bowl in a cereal, or cereal in a bowl, and put it in the fridge, and then put a cup of milk with it.
Oh yeah,
and then leave it. So when Kale wakes up, and when I remember to do it, and he's like, "I want breakfast," and I'm like, oh. "I'm like, it's already ready. It's in the fridge." He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Yeah, it's totally in there. All I gotta do is put the cup in," and then I'm out. And I'm like, waking up in an hour, and I'll go right back to sleep. And he'll play on the pad, eat his cereal. Like if it's our day off, like with the storm. Like, that Wednesday, we had nothing to do. There was no school, and we still had power, and so...
You still had power?
It flickered for, like, 5
you
minutes.
Still it.
That always sucks. I was out... Well,
we were out for, like,
a whole fucking week and a half or whatever.
Out just as long.
Yeah.
Mine was, like,
now,
4 days,
now,
but that fucking sucks.
This is gonna sound really shitty, but I want you to just hear me out first.
Before we yell at
you? Before you yell.
You're breaking the Justin.
Do you want to remind us the Justin quote? Like,
this,
please?
No, the reason behind this... It's legit. I cranked all of my heaters.
Okay.
And I had Kale and I both take a shower.
Fair enough.
And had all of the lights on and everything plug in and charging while the middle of the storm is going on and we're playing video games. Now, I know you want to
now,
lash
was
out
that,
at
was
me.
Was it intentional?
It was. Because I wanted to be able to have everything charged, everything good, give us some level of entertainment,
yeah, yeah,
to be able to get cleaned up,
yeah,
and do all of our things. I'm like, if this power goes, we may not have it for a while. Enjoy the fuck out of this right now.
Yeah.
And we were
yeah,
just like, enjoy the light and getting cleaned up. But I will say, whilst in my shower, and I got text messages from people going, power's out, and I'm just like, and I like look through my, I have like a little door cabinet next to my shower, and I would like look through the crack and I would see, power's out, and I'm just like, damn, that really sucks, man. And I'm like, I feel really shitty right now because I'm just standing there like, this water.
We have a gas water heater, so our water was always hot.
Yeah.
But the house was like 40 degrees.
Well, and that was our bit. That was the thing. I wanted the house to be crazy hot, so that way if it went and all my windows were covered, that it once it went, it would at least stay kind of warm that first night.
It's like not opening your fridge.
Yep. That's how it was.
We stayed here that night.
Yeah.
And then it was way too cold for the dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kay and I probably would have stayed for a couple more days, but the dudes...
Yeah.
And his pump needs to be charged and shit.
That next morning, I hit up a lot of people to check. I figured you guys were cool with the parents and stuff. I was like, they're going to hit up one of the parents. But I hit people. I'm like, hey, if y'all need fucking shower and coffee, warm place, I'm good. So come on over.
Because, like, fuck, I get it. I wasn't one of those people, but the least I can do is be cool about it and be like, come on over.
Yeah. So I was driving a giant fucking sail during that entire day.
Yeah.
That had to be so scary, dude. So I'd be sitting there, like, at a light or a stop sign, and I just feel, the fuck was that?
I was working because it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, we're in Spokane, Washington, so you probably heard about it on your local news. We had a crazy ass windstorm.
I heard like it on 70 the national news.
The whole fucking Washington state was like, hey, guess what? We're gonna go this way.
Yeah, everything.
Oregon was too. Yeah. Our Portland hub lost power. We had 90 trucks stuck there.
Yeah.
Dude. Our call center down in Eugene was out.
Yeah.
And I was trying to call them that day, and I'm like, where the fuck are you? And then a half hour later, they're like, you're talking to California. And we don't know what the fuck
going on. I hit up T to check on Jimmy.
Yeah.
She's like,
Seattle didn't get it so hard. No,
she was like, but Jimmy's tiny.
Yeah.
And they got hit, and it was like 30 to 40s. She was like, it hit like 40 here for like the wind and where they were at, because they're in Lakewood.
Here.
And they're in Lakewood, so it looks like Spokane. It's essentially flat with some buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like in Seattle where you get like the buildings to break the wind. She's like, we were walking back from school and it fell over. She's like, it sucks so hard, Bob, man. I'm like, I would have died so hard. But
we have like winds of 80 to 70 miles an hour.
We got up to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. Like the average was 71 as an average.
Damn. And it's not like we're in fucking hurricane country.
No.
That's a lot for here. So
it was nuts.
Power grid just went, fuck you.
We ended up losing like 80, it was like 50% of customers for Avista. It was nuts.
I thought it was more. I thought it was like 73%.
No, over the state. But for Spokane, it was 50. Saying that like Spokane lost just over 50%.
Yeah, Spokane lost like 63%.
Mine and Jacob's neighborhood was like the last fucking neighborhood.
Yeah. That got power?
Yeah, it was like 80% was up and we still didn't have power. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Angela's house, where they were like, the power was turned on because she's on 13th.
And the South
It was
Hill
on the other side of the street.
Oh.
And hers, they were the side of the street where they were like, and all their lights are on. And they were like, it says our power's on, and they were like, other side of the
fucking Salk was a warming center.
Yeah.
We had no power.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I got that phone call. I'm like, so Jarrell's got power, but why ain't he got no power? He's fucking right there.
My mom hit me up that night, and she's like, can I go to your house and work on my computer? Because I don't have power. I'm like, shoot, go for it. And then 20 minutes later, she's like, your power just went out. Fuck! I'm going to go to your dad's. Your dad doesn't have power. I'm going to go to KFC. The cops kicked everybody out of KFC.
Yeah, they the one on Division?
Really? No, the one on North of the Boulevard.
Oh, because they shut down. The one on Division didn't get power for, like, that chunk of Division where the KFC is, weirdly, like, in that blockish area, no power. It's super weird.
Yeah. Well, so that night, I'm driving in from the airport. I'm like, I'm going to die. Because I have to go to the airport.
Flat land and wind.
Out to Sullivan. And
you like living on the edge?
I got through downtown. And downtown's, like, spotty and shit. And then I get out towards your house, and that whole valley's black. And it's way dark. And like,
yeah, this is scary shit.
It's scary, yeah.
And nobody would, like, pass me on the freeway. I took the middle lane, right? And every now and then, my truck would just go into another lane. And I had no fucking...
Oh, fuck!
Tight fucking
dude. Honestly, the thought of sitting there... Because I was in the truck. I get a call from Angela... About, because she was at school, and she's like, are you outside? And I thought it was snowing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I swear to fuck if it's snowing. She goes, no, go outside. And because she's like, they canceled recess, and they're trying to figure out what to do with the kids. I'm like, did something happen? Like, I'm like, did something happen? And
she's like, go outside. They didn't let kids walk home.
Yeah.
You had to go pick them up.
Yep, and I was worried. I was like, wait, what happened? She goes, go outside. I'm like, am I going to get radiation poisoning? What the fuck? So I go out there.
Is it an active shooter?
Right? So I'm walking around, I'm outside, what's going? And I'm like, what the shit? Where did you come from? And I come inside, and the server, Kayla, she's like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know. I think I got raped by the wind. It's so windy.
I would show up to a place, and I'd try to open the door, and I'd be like, this door, it's not locked necessarily. But it won't open.
Okay. Yeah. No, the back door at Joe's, because you know how that thing just slammed shut, right?
Yeah.
The wind was so powerful, it kept, like, it stayed open. I'm standing there, and I'm like, Kayla, come here, quick. And she's like, what? So I hold it, and I wait for a gust, and I move my hand, and it just, woo, and it holds the door, and we're just,
The whim.
And she's like, holy
people
shit.
People were gently locking their doors. And you doors close the door. Yeah.
The wind was so strong, it was opening our doors and yeah. at our work.
And fucking throwing papers everywhere. Yeah.
So I go to pick up Kale. So with your truck going in other lanes, I'm driving home. I'm like, I'm in my expedition. If I end up bumping into somebody, if they hit me, like, I'm at least in a larger vehicle, yeah. you know? But the wind's like, it's that's just a bigger spot for me to hit. Boom! And I'm just like, I'm like, I want to go home now. At school, was like everyone outside, like gusts of wind. Yeah. Trees are like, we got to fall. You watch that dude's half of his roof across the street just rip shingle, off. Shingle, shingle. They're just sitting there like 52 pickle. And everyone is like, holy shit. Make it rain. Yeah. Bell rings. Kids are coming out and they're like, okay. Go, 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 go! Like, classrooms are being launched out like it's a fucking aircraft carrier plane. Like,
all you needed was that there, fucking horn, like,
yeah! That's what you're waiting for. I'm like, right? If the air raid siren goes, this is some Red Dawn next level shit. And it's kids are running, they go, okay, wait! And the wind, you like hear it just barreling around the building, and like, go, go, go! And Kale and I are like trying to run to the truck, and he's like, I wanna go home! We just get inside.
Home's not there.
Yeah. And we get in the house, and I'm just like, what the fuck, man? It was so... Yeah. We ended up... I picked up Trey from work. I call him, and I'm like, are you at work? And he's like, yeah, we're getting sent home early. I'm like, I'll come down and get you. You're not walking home in this. So I get Kale.
Yeah,
we
that's
pick
a
him
long
up.
Enough walk.
Yeah. And he was saying on the walk to work, he's like, I almost got knocked into the street. Because he's like, I wasn't expecting it.
It just wasn't as heavy all day.
Yeah, and he's like, it like walked him into the street. Like the wind hit and he went, whoo! And yeah. So I picked him up. And then we went, because we were down there, we hit yokes. Their power's flickering and you hear outside. So we go, we buy some candles, buy some pizzas. We're like, as long as the oven works, we'll be good. It needs to only work for 15 minutes and we're good. And so we cooked up a couple pizzas.
14 and a half.
and we ate them and we're just like, power, please don't go up. This is what we got right now. Oh, man, that's so fucking nuts.
One of Kathy's drivers came in, and he said once his truck was empty, he was driving along on the freeway, and then he'd see his trailer walk out into another lane, and then he's like, I just had to prepare, because it would whip the tractor out.
Yeah, it'd go trailer and then the tractor. Yeah, yeah.
Once he was out, once he had no product in there, like, the way down the trailer would go, he's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, dude.
Damn.
That'd be so scary. I don't even like the thought of that. That would freak me out. You're in that rig, and you're a car, and you're just like, nah, that's a cool guy.
Yeah. Like I said, nobody passed me on the freeway.
Yeah, when everyone normally wants to.
I had just this line of car, and I'm like, I'm not getting in the center lane, and I'm not getting in the right lane, because I'll end up in a barrier.
Yeah.
Because I would just whip into other lanes.
That's so crazy.
And I was going to text you, I'm like, you ain't got power.
Yeah.
I got
this. Dude, that first night, I don't even, it was insane. I will say the one thing I really liked, though, was how everybody with power who was still able to get online and everything, and people were like, hey, we don't. Everyone was like, come over. Like, people were like, Harley, hardly even talked, or you watch people arguing all the time. They're like, no, man, I got power. You come over.
You come
like,
on over, yeah.
Everybody.
I volunteered with my mom at Glover. It was a warming station.
Yeah.
There was, like, at least 300 people at that, like, eating spaghetti and just staying warm and charging everything. Yeah. It was really good to have that hope in humanity.
Yeah. It was like, weird, too, especially with, the Paris stuff, like, 2 days prior, you know? Yeah. Like, it was really just, like, you see this shitty part of humanity, and then all this storm happens. And immediately, in the middle of it, people are like, no, I got this. The tree across the street, there were 3 big evergreens across the street. Mm-hmm. There are 2. It went and took out the fence across 3 yards.
Oh, damn.
We go over and we hold it while the storm's going. And the dude comes home. We wait for the neighbors call him hey, you know, your tree, the neighbor tree went down, took out the fences. Everyone's house was okay, but fences are gone all the way across.
Yeah.
So we held the tree middle of the storm so he could cut through and we could get the pieces over.
Sweet.
And I had Tatum, the neighbor lady's kid, because her daughter was freaking out. The youngest one was crying. Yeah. So I had the kids playing the PlayStation. Like, we're just like, everyone was really cool helping each other out, making sure everybody's
stuff was great.
We all, everybody moved their car. No one cared if it was, on a yard that didn't have trees. Everybody ended up parking off in that lot, the RV, because there's no cars there. So everybody parked their shit in the RV thing. So that way if a tree came down, no one's car got hit, the guy was like, it's cool. And we're trying to yell. He's like, it's cool. I just came to check on it. Park over here. And it was just really cool.
Wow.
And then that next morning, everyone's outside cleaning up. Like, man, did you see that shit last night? Yeah. Like some fucking, like the bombing of fucking London type shit, like the London Blitz.
That was one of the Wednesday after was one of the most fucked up days of work because I would get
you were sending those pictures.
I would get into a neighborhood and there's just power lines down everywhere. I'm like, I guess not today. Yeah. And I go into another fucking neighborhood and there's trees in the street.
That
like, guess that's not
that part down from McDonald's on off of Division.
Which McDonald's?
The one right in the middle of Division. Where it's like Burger King and then McDonald's.
Oh, the new Burger King.
Yeah, where the new Burger King is, there's a McDonald's like right there, and you're like, yeah. This kind of be slightly awkward for those two guys.
No, it's like Albert and Safeway.
Right. They're like, we're here, we make money, we don't.
And Albert just got fucking crushed.
Yeah. But there's the that going down that road. There's a park.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
2 minutes away. Straight up World War III. Like every other tree is down. Like one side of the street had power. And no trees are down because they had all the smaller trees on that side. The other side, no power. Every tree is knocked down. The baseball cage for the fencing, smushed, destroyed. Like the toys had a tree across them. Like it looked like Armageddon. Whoa. All the roots were up. You're like, wow, this is some shit. Yeah. Ugh. Like go by houses and shit. Like whole fucking trees have taken out roofs and shit. Mm. Like there's one down coming when I was coming to work. Dude has been working on this tree for the better part of the last couple of weeks. Finally has all the branches down. Finally has it off the main part of his house. It's cut, and all that's left is the roots and the stump that look like they're gonna end up being there for quite a while.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking insane.
You know, the cemetery's down Government Way.
Yeah.
When last year's storms hit, they lost like 58 trees.
Yeah.
I know one of the guys there, he's like, bones were coming up in the roots. They were like
old. Because they were old, yeah, and so old, we were pulling them out from the old grave.
Yeah, and.
Dead before dawn. Just come out and start dancing.
There's still power lines in the cemetery.
Dude, that's how zombie apocalypse starts. Yeah,
they don't
fucking, give them don't say that fucking shit.
They don't know how many trees are down this time. Like, they're still counting.
Wow.
Yeah, the cemeteries were bad.
Damn. Yeah, for real. If zombies started popping up, I've been like, that expected.
That's why they put them in marble boxes.
Well, yeah, you can't tell their ways out. Yeah. I bet if you open it up, though, you'd see those nails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yep. Cremation and launch to space. Thank you very much. Yep. That way, if I come back and I survive reentry, then I can be the cause of
the
zombie.
Did you listen to Carter yet?
Carter's podcast?
Yeah.
I did listen to Carter. He is weirdly, like, odd racist, and I don't care. He's racist towards everything, though. Like,
and that's why you don't get mad at him.
Makes slightly more than Chris makes in food stamps.
Yeah, I was like, and I love when you were like, he doesn't get food stamps. He actually makes really good money, and he was like, oh. I thought it was like the most entertaining thing. It would seem like something like Donald Trump would say, and then be like, and then someone in the audience go, actually, they do pretty well, sir. Oh.
I'm starting to think that fucking being launched into a daycare would be pretty great.
God, his podcast was awesome. I think that was the last one prior to getting my new book, and then my new book kind of took up all of my time. It was like 18 hours long. It was
Like American Gods was 19 or something.
Yeah, it was super good.
Christ, is it taking forever? I love
Justin just restarted it for like his third time.
Yeah.
Justin really likes it. I've been doing this one. It's a book on a little bit of everything, and it covers...
I've heard of that
book. Everything.
Yeah.
It came out in like 2004.
Yeah.
And it just covered. It is weird because there's a lot of things like the Pluto thing.
Yeah.
As far as we've gone in the last 11 years with the human genome and all this. So the guy's talking about it. You're like, nope, we've already done all these things. Pluto's no longer a planet. All of these things are things now. These we're things that you just said are things. Yeah. So it's like, nope, right now, $100, I can figure out who I am. Nope, you're good. It's so weird. But the rest of it is like up to date and current. And it's like, this new thing. Called dark matter, dark energy, and string theory, and I'm just like, nope, these are all well-known things by people such as myself. I've read many a book, so yep, that's the thing, sir.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that 23andMe sometime, mm-hmm. where they like work out your chromosomes
totally
and
worth
shit
it.
And where you're at.
Yeah, it's totally awesome.
You know how much it is?
I know if you do Ancestry.com, same thing, it's only $100.
$100, and then you like send in.
You spit, do a thing, shake it up, and send it, and after like, I think it's like 10 days.
Yeah.
And then they send you an email and a thing in the mail, so you know.
Yeah.
Like, here's your stuff, and they just give you a little thing, and then you can see where you're from, and then you're like, oh, that's really cool that I'm from those parts of the world, and the person in my family thinks that they're descendants, ancestries, and all that is part of a different part of the world.
But they're fucking wrong.
And... entirely. So that's not awkward.
Continue.
A certain person thinks that they are part Native American.
From Arizona?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think his name starts with a J, maybe?
No.
Oh, no.
Because
I thought he was...
No, a close relative of mine thinks that they are part Native American. However, after doing my tests, that would be wrong.
That's false.
Entirely.
So your whole life is a lie, then?
No. It's hard to take most things from this person seriously. Okay. But all of mine was like, mine is Central and South Central and East Africa.
Okay.
You know, all the gangster parts.
33%.
Yeah, 33%. And then...
I love the oil so much.
Yeah, the food is, yeah. But the rest of it is German and Irish, and I'm predominantly Irish. Of all the things that I am, I'm predominantly Irish. Which I'm like, that explains... basically every awesome part of me.
And like, why being you get Irish
sunburnt.
Is...
yeah, why I get sunburnt, why I love really dark beers, and why I love bangers and mash. Mm-hmm. The Irish style, not the UK weird, bland, disappointing style. But, you know, bathed in Guinness and love and happiness.
Fucking Ireland shit right there.
And I'm like, that makes 100%. I get that.
Yeah.
Totally. The German thing, I'm like, eh, probably. I get that. I do have a vast superiority over everybody else.
Yeah, just look at your fucking shirt.
Areas, but like in little areas, though.
And you know, there are only 3 Jews in Spokane, but I hate them all.
Yeah, like, I have this thing where like I just dislike them, and it's just, I don't know if it's inherent or what, but apparently it is.
You know, what's weird is like you hear people on podcast or just in
general
talk about Jewish people, and I'm like, I've lived in Spokane my entire life. I've met 2.
Maybe. I have never, you know, I honestly feel left out of a social loop of not getting that. Or any of it. Any kind of issue where people have, where they're like, man, that guy Jewed me. I'm like, how? If they're the ones who save money and they're fiscally responsible and you got screwed out of money, that's the opposite of what was done to you.
Yeah, well, no, they save their money.
No, but no, like,
that's,
but
well,
no,
that's
but,
where the thing
yeah,
is,
but like, where their whole thing is, like, if someone gets screwed out of money, they go, man, they got Jewed. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
because if you want to go by real definition, traditionally, they are people who are fiscally responsible. That's so, and at no point would they need to steal from you if they are fiscally responsible with their own money. Mm-hmm. You are an idiot and listen to someone and you fucked yourself over. Don't sit there and bring someone else into this equation that, like, did something not wrong at all in any way. They have done no wrong to you. So that's why make sense, them a weird negative connotation?
That's one of those things where,
like, out of that loop.
We're like a flyover state. We just have no Jews. And I think part of it was fucking the white supremacists that were here.
Oh, you think you think it might be them?
Yeah.
You think it might be a bunch of people who are weirdly, like, there's not enough of us in the world, so, you know... Freedom hashtag. We have to take America? The other.
Yeah, those guys.
Those guys? Guns, guns, America, guns?
The
mutually assured destruction?
Were they? The. Something Meridian or something like that?
For them?
Back up in Hayden.
Oh, I don't
remember.
Angry white people with more free time and cheap beer.
Yeah, and like. The whole reason anybody knows anything about Spokane is because our
because we have a high concentration of really
Rachel Dolezal, who finally admitted that she was
I may or may not be not white, black. What does that even mean?
I remember that chick on the news, like, back in the day.
Never seen her. I have no idea who she is, and I don't give a fuck.
Right?
Right?
It's like the Kardashians.
On a list
you
of things,
don't give a shit.
I don't care. If she... I find it weird that someone would be like... I'm say that they're anything other than who they are. Anybody who feels that they need to be like, no, I'm this thing, I'm not this thing, as a thought confuses me. I don't
it's
understand.
Like fucking,
that.
I'm Santa Claus.
You're insane.
See,
but this lady's like, I'm black, and it's like, did no one decide to give her a mental evaluation?
Those are your parents.
Like they're really white. They're
well,
really,
I mean,
really white.
She never really looked.
Well, that's
black.
The thing. Well, no, she has no discernible features.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's like, why not just say, like, she had an African-American husband, they had their kids, they're mixed kids. She's like, look at them. And it's like, your husband and your genes have nothing to do with each other. If they did, this would be even more awkward. But that's not the case.
Yeah.
But it's like, just be like, look, I understand that this is the situation. She could have spun the whole thing and been like, it just shows how shitty people are that a white woman has to be the leader of the ACLU for the Spokane chapter. Because they wouldn't even want a black person in there. But because of my husband and my children going through this kind of plight, I'm trying to support them. You spin this in a beautiful way. Oh, and instead, like
the 10
she's
black
like,
people in Spokane.
Yeah, of the 10 black
one
people.
One of, like, you and your dad.
Yeah.
And
my brother and sister. Yeah.
And then another family.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it's like, she could have spun that in the most, like, self-reflecting of white people way. Like, wow, is it that bad that that's where it's come to?
Oh, yeah, the country still would have gotten shitty about
it. Yeah.
Like,
but instead, she's like, no, I'm black. And I'm like, you dropped the ball hard. They were like, Rachel, go! And she went, and the buzzer went, and it just went, boom. Boom. And she lost it. It's like, nah, bitch, you white. You totally white. See, if you were black, you would have made that shot. Woman or not. It ain't the WNBA, you would have made it. Nope. And it just, that's how it failed. That was the weirdest fucking thing. It's the weirdest month ever. You're all really racist right now. Just so you know that.
But we're having a good time at it.
It's the basketball.
No, I don't know. If she was black, that shot would have been.
Oh, God. Like, anybody knows Spokane because we have white supremacists. Our mayor may or may not have raped kids and then died. Yeah.
We know a couple cops apparently did.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Back in the 90s, a cop did kill, like, was on a serial killer spree or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, Spokane's an alright place. No.
And yet in 2004, it gets, like, city of, like, the year, and you're like, how?
Yeah, but we're always on the most dangerous cities list. I'm like, no, that's not.
No.
No.
No. And then, right, you look at it, you're like, in what way?
I've never felt scared in Spokane.
Never.
I've
ever.
Been to big cities.
What,
like,
now what
this ain't.
That's what was weird. I saw on the inner tube box, the internet's creme tube page thing.
Okay.
The whole site? Shooting in California happened, and then the following day, so many people were signing up to get their carry concealed permits.
Yeah.
And that they had to shut down because they couldn't process all the requests.
That's right, I saw
down.
That, and they showed a picture
and
of, like, the fucking
the
line.
Just line. And I'm just like,
no, what the fuck?
And my issue with it is, and I know everyone's got, it's a, I don't honestly get how the gun debate is heated. I don't get, because the way they
it's
both look at each
change.
Other
I'm sorry.
Is, like, one side looks at the other side, and they're like, we want to keep our guns, you can't take our guns, American Freedom, Second Amendment. But you've never really read, obviously, because if you say the Second Amendment, you'd know what it really says. Then the other side is like, let's not have any guns because, you know, flowers. And that's what they think of each other. And you're like, you're both idiots.
Yeah. You gotta come somewhere in the middle.
You gotta understand this. One, no, they're not trying to take your guns. There are more guns than people in this country.
It'll never fucking work.
It's not working. No one wants to. At no point has anyone said, we will take your guns.
Yeah, he'll
crit. No one has ever said that. But they're like, they're gonna do it. But they haven't said it. And who's gonna do it? They're gonna get people who love their guns, i.e. police and military. They are in these services for a reason.
Yeah.
They like guns.
For a reason.
I don't give a fuck what they say. Protect, serve, shoot, America, freedom, apple pie, my ass. You like things that go bang, bang, boom, boom. That's it at the end of the day. They ain't gonna take these fucking guys' guns. And these guys, it's like, don't think that you're gonna have that happen. Like, we don't want no guns. I enjoy shooting. It's fun.
Yeah.
But like the concept of mutually assured destruction of the notion that if I have a gun, and you have a gun, and you have a gun, and you have a gun, then there's no problem, because we all have a gun.
You ever heard of a Mexican standoff?
Yeah, and then it's like, you know the same idea happened. It was called the Cold Fucking War, where we had a nuke, and Russia was like, we
had
two.
Which, Cold War II Electric Boogaloo is gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah. For real. And it's the same idea. It's like, instead of nukes, it's like, we have these countries. Well, we have those countries.
Turkey shot that Russian plane down, like, oh.
Yeah, right, I saw that, I'm like, God damn it, Turkey! But same idea,
because
though.
Turkey's a NATO ally.
Yeah, like, but Russia's our general-ish ally, and Russia's like, I don't give a fuck, I do Russia. Like, Russia does Russia.
I'm professional Russian.
Russia's got, like, 10 nations that surround its borders, and it's always under some bullshit.
12. Russia and China both have 12 nations.
I don't know, they got a couple extra.
And they both have the most.
Right, but it makes sense that, like, you get the weird Ivan paranoia of the Reds. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the same issue with the Cold War is, like, if we have a nuke and Russia has a nuke, but Russia's like, but they have one. But if we only have one, we need two because they have one. So they have two, and we're like, well, we're America. 8. And then you're like, well, 70. And you're like, you can't count Russia. Don't care. 140. It's not a pissing contest to make, like, 100,000 more nukes, please.
And then
France was like, we have a nuke. And they're like, France has a nuke, and the UK is like, we got, like, 20, bro. And then everybody's got a nuke. And then they're like...
And then the Cold War ends, and then Russia sells all their nukes.
And you're like, so you see the goddamn problem of everybody has a gun,
but they doesn't solve the problem. Sell their nukes to other Russians.
And not in a stand or individuals. And nations and people own a nuclear arsenal. And no one has records.
And they don't know where they are.
They don't know where they are. Weird how that's kind of like a third of the guns in the country. That's so strange. But the notion that if we all have guns, that will make us safer from people who also have guns isn't...
Wrong.
It's so counterintuitive, and yet they're like, no, because, you know, America.
Well, and every time, like, a big tragedy happens, you think everybody's going to get together and fucking be like, we need to solve this. Everybody clings to their stance even harder.
Yep, harder. And then the NRA goes, money, 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 money.
And honestly, fuck the NRA.
Yeah, no, hard, right like, in the mouth.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But it was like bamboo.
And we're going to end up missing next week.
Yeah, if you don't hear from us, for real, it's NRA, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Hard.
Because they're not about gun safety anymore. They're just about selling guns.
Yeah. Well, for real, when they somehow pass a law that the government can't do, like, studies, like, scientific studies on guns on any level, and you're like, why? That would be like people advocating for heroin because and then being like,
money talks.
Here's the thing. Y'all can't do studies on hard drugs, especially heroin. Why? Because, blam, shut up. All right, that's pretty fair, man. Like,
poppies are profitable.
Right?
Yeah.
Make your money. That's how weird that sounds. And then they're like, but, you know, America, if you don't like it, get out. And you're like, I'm Canada. This is looking real fucking pretty.
And we're not saying... get rid of all guns. We like guns.
I like guns. I just think if you have a tool that is sole purpose is designed to kill, and a car which is designed to get you from A to B, it's a means of conveyance, and you have to have a license. You have to be insured. You have to take a written and a drive it like a driven test. If you fuck up and you're drunk, you cannot do this anymore. Should also apply to a thing that sole purpose is murder.
Totally agree. That
is 100%. That is it.
But. You know, people that get their license taken away, they still drive cars.
Oh, no. Yeah, because that's the argument. Yeah. But, like, when you're trying to have someone get a gun, like a new person getting a gun, the whole thing is just train them, though.
Yeah.
As long as a fucker is trained how to use a gun, by all means, if you're afraid of the Great Deer Uprising of 2019, where they decide to fight fucking back because you're all bitches and have to use rifles to kill them.
I am a little.
A little, afraid. I get it. The deers aren't going to rise up.
You can't go hunting without taking a course.
Yeah, if you can't hunt without a course, but you're like, but I want to have all my guns. Keep your fucking guns, but know how to use them. The only thing I need is to know that the people who are getting them are legally allowed to have them in the sense that they took a test. They are not insane. They don't have 5,000 guns in their basement. You know, where they're that kind of off. I don't want to deal with that shit.
When I was going to Montana, people just don't answer their doors. They like, come in. No.
Cool, they got a gun. What do you do, rob them?
No. I walked into one house because I was tired of fucking having that argument.
Yeah.
Gun cases around the living room. And I'm like, hey, guys.
You walk in and you're like, all right, well, I can see why you don't give a fuck who comes in your house. They ain't leaving if there's a problem.
Just... everywhere. Rifles in every slot,
and you know,
too.
Honestly, I get... enjoy your fucking hobby. Yeah. If you're weird and you feel you need a fucking AR-15 or an AK-47 or fucking a portable surface-to-air missile launcher because the deers are going to learn to fly and start bombing you, whatever.
Insure yourself.
Like, but know how to do your shit. That's all I want. I want to know that the people who are getting them should be allowed. Not like that one kid... I think it was, like, last month's shooting, where the mom was like, she's like, my boy got his first gun, and he didn't have to get a license for it. And you're like, that's not... He was insane, and then he killed people.
It's just like, it's like what you said, it's last month's shooting. How fucked up do we need, like, for a situation to be, to be like, okay, let's just fucking eliminate this shit?
When they did the meme for it, it wasn't even the meme, it was just, like, one of those terribly awesome facts. In 334 calendar days...
Quote, unquote,
awesome. Yeah. A terrible fact, but it's like one of those things where, like, you want perspective. In 334 days, we've had like 350 some odd shootings.
Like, how
there
many,
have been more shootings than there have been days of the year.
How many piles
of four
dead
or
kids
more people
do we need
being killed? What really bugs me, though, and this is gonna totally be like the black guy in me, but this is real. This shit happens all the time. It happens in the city. It happens in any poor neighborhood. It doesn't matter what people look like, because bullets do not fucking care.
They don't.
That's the best part. A bullet does not discriminate at all. It's the shooter who is the problem. It's one of those like where they go, people don't kill people, guns kill people. I'm like, no, the individual is a piece of shit. At the end of the day, if you need a gun to kill someone, you're a coward as fuck. End of the day. You want buck up, stab a motherfucker. Like, you get in my face, I will fight you for your knife, and I will stab the shit out of you. Because I don't want to die.
Canada and the UK have stabbing problems.
They have stabbing problems.
They take their shit out like men.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely, you handle that like that. That's a man to me. Or a bow and arrow. You know, like,
if you're shot
I don't want to be the first black guy to die from a crossbow, but fuck, at least the bitch is trained how to use it, you know? And it's insane that's okay. And it's like one of those, like, people like, well, I want to open carry, and you're like, all right, I want to walk around with a samurai sword. Why? Well, I'm trained how to use it. I took classes. I am skilled in the deadly art of fucking samurai stabbing. Right? Just do it. And then you put your train. You're like, I'm licensed to
Starbucks and Chipotle.
Yeah, and you go in, and then they're like, sir, you can't bring a sword in here. And you're like, why? He has a gun. He's trained. If he has a license for that, I have a license for this. You never know when ninja may appear any more than he knows that the deer will uprise again and battle back.
You know, the gun is going to be like, I'm watching you, boys.
No, they would too. And they're like, I'm going to watch you with your sword. I can shoot you faster than you can pull your sword. I'm like, I'm trying to prove a point, and you're an idiot, and you're doing a really good job at it right now, man. I'm not going to hurt anyone, but the point I'm making is, this is insane.
Yeah.
And the big one, this, I think it was like yesterday I saw, we have like over a trillion guns as a total, like, in the country. They're like, there's got to be a trillion guns. There are more guns than people, just as a flat number. We're looking at hundreds of millions at that point. 356 million people in this country, more guns than us. That makes trillions of rounds of bullets for guns versus us. It takes one. It's really weird how they do gun math. But what blows my mind is where they're like, they want to go and spend all this money on buying guns, right? And they're like, I want to have my guns and I want to feel safe because hashtag America. Why not instead look at the numbers of how much money is being spent on the average gun-buying American on their guns versus how much is spent in taxes that's put towards taxes for the police force. Wouldn't it make more sense, instead of spending hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars a year on the things that shoot people, instead, because you're for your own protection, to have better trained, better equipped, more well-rounded officers, less likely to shooty, shooty, stab, stab, beat other people, because you weed them out instead of going for the bottom of the barrel, because only dick-ass
neighborhoods.
Yeah, but unless you're in that environment, yeah. I guess, because then it's like, oh, it's fish in a barrel.
And it turns into...
You know, it's like watching fucking Compton.
The militarization of the force.
But have them better trained, better equipped, have better fucking police officers to do this job with that money. With all that money spent, it, to me, would make more sense. You're spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year. I'm pretty sure there's 50 states, you make 350, let's just say, 350 million, you could figure a way to give each state a couple of bucks with that and help them better train their police forces. I'm just saying, why buy a ton of guns to protect you and yours when it's not about you? No one can get past that. They stop here instead of the big picture. Like, what benefits you and you and you and you will benefit me. We will all do good as long as we're all taking care of each other.
Yeah.
So 350 million?
Yeah, let's just a nice number.
I don't think my calculator will go that far.
Well, I'm just, you look at it as like, I don't know, an average cost of a gun at a pawn shop. Let's be, what, $250, right?
Easy.
Yeah. Easy.
That's $19,444 for every police force. There's 108,000 or 18,000 police forces.
Still money to help. But let's even just say that's at one year. If every year each police force is getting that much more, that's one more cop you can have. That's one better cop that alleviates pressure, that alleviates stress. Well, instead 19, of giving 000. The money to the lobbyists like the NRA and shit and giving them tax write-offs, you really do the work to make it better for the police. I don't want people with guns to feel safe. I want to feel safe with the people that my taxes go to help me feel safe. The police officers and the firefighters. I give them my tax dollars, and I'm like, here, do your job so I don't bleed out on my floor. High fives all around.
Yeah.
That's all I want at the end of the day. I don't feel safe when my neighbor's like, I got two guns, woo! Don't feel safe. The complete opposite of safe.
Yeah.
Mostly because I get drunk. You know?
Because you're black.
Oh, I am black.
Yeah.
And then, but all my neighbors are cool.
Black people shoot black people, white people shoot black people.
Yeah. It's really basically, black people die unless you're in Chinatown.
It's really.
And then it's Koreans.
For you, yeah.
Yeah. If you're in Chinatown, it's the Koreans who get killed. Mm-hmm. God. Or Donald Trump's 200% fictitious number. Of
right. Yeah. Seriously. What the
fuck? That, I couldn't believe that. It's like, only black people kill black people. It's like seven white people kill, like, no black people.
You know
like,
what's...
I don't know, I've seen enough footage over the last 6 months that would totally say otherwise.
Yeah.
You know what's great is he had that huge fucking thing where he's like, well, if I don't become the nominee, I'm just gonna run on my own. Yeah.
The only most badass statement he's ever said.
Well, because he'll just take votes from the other party.
Yeah.
And
that's why they had to take him. He called them out. And that was smart on his part. Like, as shitty as he is,
yeah.
He plays the business game and the politics is business.
I was like, oh, this will be the fucking best. And then they had him sign that pledge to just go along with it. And yeah. I was like, well, they said they'd be nice. And you're like, fucking bitch.
You're right.
Whatever.
All I wanted him to do
He's thinking was, about reneging on that deal.
I want him to so hard.
Bro, right?
God, because you know who I really want as our president? Ben. I want Ben Carlson to be our president. That ain't
no
waste of
no,
fuck.
No,
okay, we wouldn't be able. No.
No, I'm saying like sarcastically.
Please,
like,
okay,
that
all
guy
right.
Because
I was
so shitty.
I was gonna blow this whole goddamn podcast because I was just gonna go full Justin on your
We'd
ass.
We'd skip World War III and go straight to four.
We would hit four.
Fucking hell.
We would hit seven, and it would be our own country against our own country.
We need Ben Carthy.
That's called the Civil War.
Yeah. No, it would be World War status.
So bad.
Like the world would take sides with. Chunks of our country. Like, the Pacific Northwest would be absorbed into Canada. Mexico would take the southern states back from the Spanish-American War, Cuba, and the South. And fucking Europe would go over and take the East Coast and bring them back, calling them the new colonies. And the Midwest would go, America! Hashtag! It would be the War of Wars.
It'd be so great to be part of BC.
Oh, like,
especially
so
with Justin Trudeau as a new fucking PM.
Oh, yeah. God, that'd be such a great place to live. Just to see the map of that and go, I was joking. I don't want any of this at all.
I hate going on to like any of the local news and they're like...
Oh, and the things that you see people's comments?
Well, yeah, all their comments, but especially when they're like, well, we need to split the state down in half from the east and the west sides of Washington, because Seattle chooses everything for us. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking great, because Eastern Washington is just stupid as shit.
Yeah, they're so dumb. Yep,
and
they're really
dumb. Yeah, they were talking about...
Uh-huh.
We need to be part of Idaho.
Well, there was some guy that was trying to lobby to split Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, and make it like a chunk...
And then have it go into Idaho. I'm like, we don't need to do that.
Honestly,
Idaho's the way it is because it's already fucked up.
Well, yeah, because the panhandle of Idaho is the panhandle of Idaho because Montana and Washington... hated the people there because the mountain range that divides Washington and Idaho, like right across that line, right there where that part of the Rockies where it was all gold mines. And all of the people there, keep in mind, this Montana.
Silver mines.
And then our side of Washington could not deal with those people.
80 miles
Think
of
about that. They were like, how much gold? Keep it. Gold mines. And they were like,
silver.
Or silver, they were like, you keep the land. That's your territory. Literally, Washington and Montana were like, keep it. And that's why that's there. Because they're so shitty.
Oh, no,
that's why we left. Yeah. As, like, states.
You've
that's
been
scary.
To Northern Idaho, right? Like,
yep, I've been to Northern Idaho. I've been to Boise. You think I'm going to go anywhere near Idaho? It's like the worst choice ever. It's North Florida.
That's
fuck Idaho.
So what's so bad about Boise?
No, I've just been to Boise.
That's central Idaho. It's not as crazy.
Yeah.
As the north side.
There's like six black people there, though. And they're there because their jobs transfer from there. Like, they ain't there by choice.
Yeah, there's
no
factories
there.
In Boise.
Yeah, like, no one chooses
the Because Boise is about as big as Spokane. So, you know, there's a couple big factories.
Yeah, so it's like kind of okay, but no one chooses to be in Idaho unless, you know, those are your people.
just like that?
Yep, just like that. Your people.
God. I'm gonna name this episode Fuck the NRA.
I've been seeing all that shit though with Big Ben on the internet, and I'm just like, this is not a real person. Like, Donald Trump's a fucking piece of shit, but Ben is like everything I've ever wanted and the worst idea
ever. You ever read shit on his website?
That's what I'm saying. He is so the worst ideas of everything. You're like, this has gotta be a joke. Our political system is so bad that the two front runners are such jokes that you're like, this. It's not possible.
And then the people behind him are Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio.
Right. They have nothing. They have insane people. Yeah. And I posted this
Ted
on my
Cruz
Twitter.
Ted Cruz hates immigrants. He's a
fucking immigrant. Yeah, the Mexican from Canada.
No, Cuban from Canada.
Cuban from Canada. Hates immigrants. And you're like, I don't think you know what those words mean. Okay? Yeah. He's you're about as smart as Tom Cruise.
He's got birthright citizenship, but he wants to end birthright citizenship.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't think you know these words and the things they say. No, my big one, though, is that I can't get over seeing shit like with Ben and Trump's just general insanity, their ideas, and they're just like, you don't...
And how he gets away with fucking everything. Away,
like, yeah. Sure, I'm pretty sure they could murder someone and be like...
He called John McCain a pussy because he got caught, and you're like, all right, he's done. You can't make fun of veterans.
You cannot, no.
Especially like John fucking McCain.
You don't have to like McCain, but you respect the fact that, like, it's John fucking McCain. Like, he served. War. He's the last politician that, if he was a president, would have been the last one since, like, fucking the good Roosevelt. Well, they were both great, but the first one. You know, speak softly, carry a big stick, crush all monopolies, you know, kill bears, put their skin on him, and go, real America, fisticuffs.
Don't let bears rape you like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, no, and none of that. But the one that blows my mind, and I posted this on my Twitter, and I weirdly didn't get any kind of response from either party, but I tagged Fox News and Ben.
Oh, they don't give a shit about you.
And this is where I thought it was weird. No one says anything when I'm like, hey, Fox News, why aren't you asking Ben about his birth certificate? Because, you know, he's black, and therefore must not be an American.
Kenyan.
Under Fox News's big olive branch of they're like, well, if they're not white, same thing. I'm like, why didn't nobody say nothing? Why hasn't this been brought up? It has not been brought up at all. Like, at no point are they like, oh, well, where's his birth certificate? I'm just waiting for one person to be like, where's Ben's birth certificate? Just to call it out. Be like, you're going off on the other guy who's been in office, and apparently we ain't at World War III. Apparently he ain't the Antichrist. Because if you've read the Bible, the Antichrist is supposed to be a really liked individual, and the guy currently is not
one bit.
Nope. There are people who are not a fan.
He's the Antichrist.
Yeah, he's Antichrist. But it's really irritating when they're like, he's the Antichrist. I'm like, you don't know these words like you think you do. Because the Antichrist was supposed to be loved. That was his whole point. Like, he gets in, he is loved, people praise him, and then he goes, click, 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 and then everything blows up and goes, look what he did. And then it's a mirror, and he goes, I did it. Do something. None of those things happen.
He is kind of getting a little gangster towards the end of his presidency.
Oh, yeah,
he's getting so relaxed.
Do something.
Oh, yes, he's just like, anytime they're like, well, we're going to do this, and he's like, I'm just going to say, fuck it. Do a presidential move.
I got like a year. It's going to take you longer to impeach me.
Yeah, and he's like...
And it's not going
to
work.
No, and then they're like trying to do the whole Congress does the whole... They're going to strike again. It bugs me that
people... That they get paid while the rest of America doesn't.
Yeah, and it's weird that that's the same party that's doing a quote-unquote union tactic, yet goes against unions. Mm-hmm. No. They use union-style, like, antagonistic maneuvers... And then they're like, but it's different because, you know, rich.
The grand old party, you know.
Like, that's it. They're like, shut up. Like, that's what they do. And I find that really weird. It's like the right's always just like, we're going to go on strike because we disagree with them. And you're like, during the entire time Bush was in office, for 8 years, did they ever go on strike?
Every fucking budget, debt ceiling was passed.
Everything was cool. It doesn't matter if you're left or right. You look at the big picture of the situation. At no point did this happen during those 8 years. So you're like, so you're telling me you're so right, you're willing to cause financial harm to 356 million people. You are selfish pieces of shit. And should all be fired.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we try to do that at our jobs... Well, we would be fired if we did such a piss poor job. If we had their approval ratings, would you be working at FedEx? Fuck no. Right? You wouldn't be a janitor. You wouldn't be saving animals' lives because you're awesome. I wouldn't be slinging fucking hot wings.
All of us work for small companies aside from Robert. But he works for a school district.
I work for state. But still. Yeah. But even then. Still, if you guys all fucking quit doing your job because, like, oh, no. I dislike this.
You're union, aren't you?
Oh, and you can strike. Fucking. Oh, yeah. No, we were about strike. To. We almost did. Yeah. And it was so bad. It was.
And it sucks, too, because the people who are like, wait, you want money because you're teachers and you work in schools and you're staff of, like, a public
like
industry?
Fucking hated and
yeah,
shit.
And we're like, and like, we want, but we want our yacht, so we're going to say that you guys are money grubbing, even though that as teachers you get paid substantially less and you haven't had an overall pay raise as far as city employee and, it's like, school district it's employees go in the last 5 years, because, you know,
did you get a raise
teaching is bad.
No.
Well, it's... Because our healthcare went up, and
that
so
was the one, yeah.
It actually helped
cover the healthcare cost.
Instead of the raise, it was they agreed on healthcare.
But see, my mom, she works for the school district, and I make more than my mom in the school district. And I've only worked there for 6 to 7 years. She's worked there for 25.
They don't get paid shit.
She got a raise that she actually now makes as much as I do. Thank God.
That's crazy.
But that's only for a year because they couldn't really set
because they weren't able agreement. To set it. Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well, no. And the issue.
So they got to redo this whole thing fucking every year. Well, it's stupid.
And it's because it's those people who are. It bugs me that the people who complain the most about teachers, again, they are weirdly on the right. They're the people who are like, we want people to be self-sustaining and can do their own stuff and be intelligent, functioning people.
Yeah, but we don't want
the establishment that does this. Fuck them.
Yeah.
All of them. In the ass with a red hot poker. Every teacher, every janitor, every fucking, it doesn't matter, principal, just counselors.
Yeah.
All of them. Volunteers. Fuck them in the ass. Because, you know. Yeah, bitch.
But my kid ain't learning shit.
And my kid ain't learning shit because teachers ain't doing their job.
Because they're not getting paid enough.
Yeah, and it's like, and the one that always kills me, they're like, teachers have the easiest job. And it's like, and you're just like, do you like being around your own child?
Other than
if you have a child, one singular, for 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, would you want to do that? They're like, God, no, I love having my kid in school. And you're like, really? So an individual who wants to teach these people, who wants to interact with them, 20 to 30 of them in a classroom.
Yep. If it's the right fucking class size.
Yeah, but you know, still, I'm saying,
following the law,
yeah,
it's 35.
Yeah,
now.
But I'm just saying, like, if it's 20 to 30 kids in a classroom for 8 hours a day, and in middle school and high school, it is 20 to 30 different kids for 8 hours a fucking day. Mm-hmm. And you want to go, yeah, but their job ain't hard. Really?
Yeah,
would you want to take 30 kids to teach them how to do your job? Any of us. Would we want to take 30 eighth graders to learn how to do our goddamn job? Fuck
no.
Anarchist's class is 5 kids. They're all in diapers.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
it takes, it's, it ain't fucking easy. And they act like it should be fucking the easiest thing in the goddamn world. Yeah.
You know?
It's nuts. And it's not even like just because like I'm like going to school to be the teacher thing. Like, you look at the real fucking world. It's not about being left or right. It's called common fucking sense, and both sides lack it.
Yeah.
But weirdly more so it seems to be when it comes to the programs that were instilled by that party, if I recall, when they were not insane, to be like, we want to be able to have people be sustainable. They want to be able to have an education. We want to be able to make a great functioning nation, America number one, yeah. But let's be really stupid. Or Texas's new move of removing the Jim Crow laws and slavery from their textbooks.
And they're the biggest buyer of textbooks, so they set the precedent.
Yeah, and you're like, so the things, and they were like, well, we don't want America to be seen in a negative eye. And they're like, also no Spanish-American War, and you mean you're like, how you got your state? You don't want to talk about that?
They're trying to secede again, and it's illegal to secede. No,
please.
They can't. They can't, for one, but they also...
Well, again, you know, it's called... illegally thing. It's a seceding. It's not like, hey, we're gonna go take a state
vacation. Remember last time that happened?
Yeah, it happened, and honestly, for real. The cotton curtain, like, this time around, no, please. All of them.
Yeah.
I want them all to join and become a new Southern United States. Please do. By all means. Because once you remove that drain on our national fucking well-being, I genuinely feel all would be well. Because you get rid of it. We get to keep California, though. We get to keep Cali, because that's just how shit works. And they can trade with us. Yeah. We can open up commerce. Europe did it. Europe can't do the whole giant
California is like the 13th largest fucking...
and the big economy and the whole, like, they got, and they got, like, they got, like, the whole growing of things. And we're going to split...
Not right now.
No, well, not right now.
No.
But we got
maybe not ever.
Yeah. But we split the breadbasket states. We make it fair. We basically do... If you're a Confederate before, you get to be a Confederate again. No harm, no foul.
Right.
Anybody who wants to move out, move out. You get 365 days. Government stipend to help you move. Anybody who wants to move south so you shall rise again, go for it.
Let's just move to Canada.
Or just move to Canada.
It's cold there.
I'll take it. Border BC, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down. I'll way move to Canada.
For years, hardcore. My dad's been saying, you know, 90% of Canada's population lives on the border. Just think about that.
Yeah, because the rest of it sucks. Well, it's cold.
His whole thing is like, they're going to invade.
Yeah, oh, right. The nicest nation on the planet. And they're like,
yeah, we're going to take this part of VA, right?
Yeah, we're going to come down and we're going to take the Pacific Northwest. All right, please, God, please do. Please, God, take it. It's your keys. Take them. Here's the deed. Here's the keys. We're Canada now.
You guys aren't taking care of yourselves, eh? We're here to help
South Canada. We're and they're like, you're Cadillac or Florida.
That'd be so it was Florida, Canada.
Yeah, we're Florida, Canada. We don't got oranges, though. Son of a bitch.
Newfoundland's like, great. Yeah, <you're> like, yes! No yeah. more bestiality on
Yeah, us. We're good. Woo! God. It's so nice not having Justin. We can have conversations about topics. Mm-hmm.
So with that, hey,
car.
Oh, that was beautiful. I hope he enjoys the fuck out of that.
Yes, he does. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports, looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always-changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.